up, Sun Sams? It's 10 in a row. We did it. 10 straight for the Phoenix Suns as they take down the Dallas Mavericks 105-98.
Bam. Calm down, ma'am. Bam. Calm down.
I think you got a few extra zeros.
1,000 wins in a row would be a record of some type, I think.
I mean, that'd be awesome. This is close to a record anyway. It's their longest win streak since they had 10 straight back in 2010.
Correct.
So maybe we'll beat that and it'll become the longest win streak in a while.
Look, I don't want to go back to the dive bar. I'm glad we've been in the VIP lounge for 10 straight games. And I'm scared what the dive bar will be like since we've abandoned it when we have to go back.
Oh, it's about to be real shitty in there because nobody's been using it. It's probably funky. Spiderweb. It's musty.
Yeah, it's
so it's the usual dive bar.
Let's just, let's just board it up and never go back for sure.
I expect good stuff from the Cove Crazies tonight.
Absolutely.
10 in a row. Let's get excited.
Absolutely.
I don't care how late it is.
As always, we are brought to you by our friends at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. My name's Lindsay Smith. That's Saul Bookman and Espo. I mean, were you guys nervous at all in this one?
Honestly, with this team, I just don't get nervous.
Yeah.
I really don't. Like, and maybe it's because we went to the finals too, and I'm like, you know, there's bigger games out there that could cause a little bit of nerves. But you know what? It's just with this team, it's like watching those veteran teams. And I don't know how this team, I don't know if Chris Paul's the only reason, but Jesus, this team just seems like it just kind of goes through the motions. It knows exactly what it's trying to do. It doesn't panic. It doesn't overreact. And then in the fourth quarter, they turn it on and they win the game. And it's like, what was I even worried about?
But that's what good teams
do.
They just find a way to win.
It's beautiful.
Regardless.
It's beautiful. And
I feel like this team has found that groove. There were a lot of questions. We've talked about it. People didn't believe, but this team will win no matter what. Chris Paul doesn't make a shot in the first three quarters. Who the hell cares? You know he's coming up in the fourth. Devin Booker comes through. Landry Shamet, having off nights, comes in and has a good game tonight. Everybody seems to pick up each other when they're having off nights. This team is easily one of the top three teams in the NBA and looks like they're poised to have another really successful season and hopefully a big run, because these are the kind of ways you have to win when the postseason comes to you. You're not always going to have the best night, but you got to find guys that could step up at the right moments, and the Suns have been doing it.
Man, they had a lot of guys step up tonight, and I'm sure we'll get to some of the breakdowns here and there. But, man, Cam Johnson, I was hoping he was going to have a breakout game. He did play very well in the fourth quarter, hit two threes to kind of get things going a little bit. Yeah, absolutely, threes, especially considering like how poorly they shot for three in the game, period. And then in the fourth quarter, he hit some threes, and then Bridges hit a three, and it just seemed like everything was starting to click. You could see it all come together. Chris Paul hits those middies. They played better defense down the stretch, even though the Mavs are a tough matchup anyway, because they do have bigs that can stretch you out. But man, you can't leave guys wide open like they were. And they kind of got a little bit lucky in the fourth quarter, because there was a couple wide open shots that the Mavs missed. Hey, but you'll take it.
The Suns ended up shooting 33.3% from beyond the arc, compared to the Mavs at 50%. So considering that big of a differential, the fact that they were still able to win this game is pretty amazing. Well, amazing, but just great to see.
Sunder Stunks brings up a good point. Cam Johnson also did have that amazing pass. Wraparound bounce pass for DA's dunk.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
That was a huge moment as well. But like, this team overcomes. I don't remember who it was in the chat, but they brought up Mikal Bridges-Arms. It's Framo 3000 there that said it. But like, that play against Porzingis late in the fourth there, where they're trying to, it looks like, post up Porzingis against Mikal, and he jumps and hits the ball away from a 7'3" Kristaps Porzingis. I mean, Mikal Bridges does anything necessary on the defensive end, and it is continually unbelievable what he's able to accomplish out there.
Absolutely.
Before we go any further into this game, should we go to the bar first?
Let's go to the bar.
Absolutely.
It's a 100 DA. I don't know if that's like 100 proof alcohol or what you're getting out of that, but we are celebrating DeAndre Ayton, who had his 100th career double-double in his 186th game of his career. That's pretty impressive what he's been able to accomplish in such a short time. And he made it look pretty easy out there against Dallas to get that triple-double tonight. He finished with 19 points, 13 rebounds on the evening.
And no player in franchise history has reached 100 double-doubles in fewer career games. So, I mean, DA owns that record.
Again, DA is one of the best centers in the game, whether you want to believe it or not. You got to get on board with the guy. Mm-hmm. He played fantastic defense tonight, especially near the rim. I mean, again, you got to give the man his due. We missed him when he was out. I know they went on a win streak, but still, like, when you have that guy in the lineup, he just covers up a lot of errors out there on the court, and it's nice to have him.
He is the greatest center in Suns history. People will argue, oh, well, Amari wasn't a center. DA is a true center, and he's doing what you expect from a big man. He is the greatest Sun center in their franchise history.
Okay, real quick. Sasha in the chat said, don't look so long in the face, guys.
Do we look depressed or something?
I think it's just because it's an hour later than what we're used to. So if anything, I would say we're just a little bit worn out.
Espo's not feeling great.
I've been up since 5:45. Yeah. I just feel like...
I mean, like, that's the thing about this is that, like, you know, Espo and I, and I'm not trying to throw you under the bus or anything by any means. Lindsay.
Yes, it's just, but that's
no, we're not. But we literally have been here all day, and we have a love for the Suns, so that's why we do this show, and we love it. But my man's not feeling too hot. I know that. And now I'm like paranoid that I'm going to get sick.
We're slaving over
if you guys get me sick, we're
in trouble. I'm going to be so mad. I got 2 weeks until I have to go get married, and I swear if I get sick, I'm going to lose it.
Saul, I care so much about you. I got 2 COVID tests today just to ensure that I was not bringing anything funky to the table for you.
Give
me
the flu all you want. Just don't give me
that. It's not even that.
I don't want either.
I'm run down.
I don't want either. But yeah, we're excited. We're super stoked.
We are
excited. How could you not be
happy?
Maybe
we need to take a shot just to show you how excited we are.
Like, we're super excited about everything. It's just a little bit later, a little bit further past our bedtime.
It is past our bedtime. It's like your biological clock is like, dude, what the fuck are you doing awake right now?
But to get us back on track with DeAndre, and because of his milestone that he reached tonight, he is our draft king of the game.
Look at that crown placement. Yay. Not quite as good as Leah's, but we'll give Shane Diefenbach the mustache behind the
crown.
I will quit this job right here if you keep making fun of my crown placement.
Leah threatened the same thing. So.
I mean, I will say this. Leah's crown placement on DA last time, it was so small, it did make him look like King Jeffrey from Game of Thrones. So I wasn't a big fan. I wasn't as big a fan as these guys.
Shane, I'll give you the chef's kiss for your work tonight.
Leah just thanked you, Espo.
But, well, I can give Shane credit and still say Leah did a better job.
Credit is not mutually exclusive. Just with me, it is.
True. I just am trying to stir the pot.
You're my boy, Blue.
Bit.
I got you, Shane.
That's all.
I apparently look like I'm dying, according to the chat.
Oh, no.
So says Jay, says we look marvelous. So, take that, Sasha.
Chris in the chat said Leah is the king. So there's that. Sorry, Shane.
Isn't it
Sorry,
King Jeffrey? Shane. Joffrey? Is it Joffrey?
Joffrey. Are you talking about Game of Thrones,
yeah.
Right? Yeah,
is it Joffrey?
It's Joffrey.
Let me say, who cares?
All right, Espo. All right, Espo.
Do you want to talk about Devin Booker?
Sure.
All right.
A true king.
Devin Booker.
Devin finished tonight with 24 points and 9 rebounds. Had a lot of contribution in this game. We'll get into his pretty play in a minute.
We will eventually.
But overall, what'd you like from Devin?
Everything.
I mean, he's just, Devin is who he is. You know, he doesn't really change. He might have a night where he doesn't shoot as well, or he has a night where he shoots phenomenally. But, you know, tonight was a typical Devin Booker game. He does everything you need him to do to try and keep you in the game. And then he hits the big shot when you need him to, and that's exactly what he did tonight.
Brian in the chat says, Espo looks like he lost all of his savings on Kaminsky stock. See if I keep doing this for you guys.
I mean, I'm telling you what. I'm telling you,
Sasha,
what, guys.
You are killing us right now. Missing that leg shows off.
I mean, I'm telling you, the legs are a fan favorite. I'm just saying.
They're a producer favorite, too.
Hey, Shane likes the legs. There you go.
That's fantastic.
Look, can we talk about Devin Booker's rebounding?
Yes.
Devin has been
spectacular. Because he was one shy from a double-double tonight. But he had, yes.
He's been spectacular on the boards all season long. And I don't think he gets enough credit. It seems like every year there's some aspect of his game that he does something a little bit more with. Yeah. And this year it seems like rebounding has been a focus for him, and he's really come through with it.
Absolutely. You know, on top of that, you know, I would say, you know, I think earlier on in his career and even up to about maybe the beginning of last year, his passing, you know, left a little bit to be desired. And even that has gotten much better this season, especially. He just seems like he's understanding what his role is to another level. And when you can do that, you know, you're going to get more points. You're going to get more rebounds. You're going to get more assists because you just, that comfort level is everything to a basketball player.
I've seen a lot of chat about this on Suns Twitter. How much do you think that Devin getting those rebounds has affected this team overall, mostly from like a quickness standpoint?
I'm not quite sure about that. You know, they don't push the ball that much, you know. I don't know, in terms of tempo, I wouldn't expect them to be in the top 10 of the NBA or anything like that. You know, they are who they are. They just kind of, you know, they're methodical and they pick and choose their spots when to rebound. Typically when they rebound, it's because one of the bigs has got the ball and they're out. But when the guards get the ball, typically they want to try and take it. And when they try to take it, it does slow things down because they're not looking ahead to pass as much as maybe the bigs are. So
I think it's taken some pressure off the bigs too, though, with Devin getting those rebounds. You know, you can afford to have off nights on the boards. I mean, JaVale McGee only had 6 rebounds tonight, but Devin Booker has 9. It makes up for some of that, especially when you're missing a guy like Frank who can come in and get a few for you as well. So I think that helps a lot that Devin's been able to crash the boards like that this year.
Absolutely.
All right. So Espo and I were wrong in our pregame show because
I was half wrong.
Yes, we were half wrong, but we still have to own up to it a little bit. We kind of thought that there was a potential that the Suns would drop tonight's game.
Yeah, and through 3 quarters, it looked like that potential was real.
Yeah, it's really cool, but it didn't happen.
Yeah. Right. Well, guess whose pick of the week was take the Mavs with the +8, and who hit on that? This guy.
Yep.
Heater still intact.
Also, who said to follow Espo's advice because he's on a heater?
You did.
Thank you.
I questioned it, though, because...
Don't question
he's on a heater.
But the only reason why
he almost won 400 and what was it,
460.
Oh, my goodness. If they would have just tied?
Yeah, if they would have tied at halftime, yeah. It was a... Look,
1 point off.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough.
Brutal.
I will say, though, the only reason why I questioned it was because Shane said that you got 2 bets wrong on the bet show, but then I didn't understand the context. And once you explained that, then it made more sense.
And do we trust that Shane's talking smack? Have you seen the Defen lock? The Espo lock is a lot better than that, all right?
You can't steal another man's shtick. You got to find your own shtick.
But I do love that you guys give each other a lot of grief.
Oh, my gosh.
So Espo is still on a roll using the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And if you guys want to get in on some of the action, right now you can go download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code PHNX when you sign up. Because if you use that code, after you place just a $1 bet on any NBA team to score a point, you can win $100 in free bets. Like, it is that easy. It's a no-brainer bet to make. You get those free bets, you make bets that Espo tells you to make, at least right now, and then you win even more money on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. So there's no downfall to this. It's all a positive. And the DraftKings Sportsbook app, you know, it's safe, it's secure, it's reliable. It's an official sports betting partner of the NBA. So that says a lot in and of itself. So yeah, if you haven't already, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use the code PHNX. And you could win $100 in free bets instantly. That's 21 and older only, Arizona only. Gambling problem, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. New customers only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details.
Espo, can I level with you?
Yes. You always can.
You can be the Espo bike lock, if that works, instead of the Diefenlock. You can have the bike lock.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
It means it's not as sturdy.
Hold on a second.
Like a literal
I'm the Espo chastity belt, all right? That's how good of a lock I am when it comes to that, all right?
Have you ever seen a chastity belt?
No.
So how do you know it's that secure?
Well, in medieval times, nobody was getting with the princess because of it, so.
Poor John just showed up.
How do you pee in that thing? That's what I would want to know.
Why did you look at me?
Somebody has a key.
I just figured as a woman you would know. You would know how chastity belts work in medieval times, I guess. I don't know why I looked at you at all. That's my fault. So, Lindsay, tell us more about medieval torture, please.
I think I've officially hit that overly tired point of the
Low Tone Capone asked CP3 tired tonight. What do you guys think? Was it just an off night for Chris Paul?
I mean, we're all tired.
Yeah, we are all tired.
I mean, seriously, like,
starts are rough.
Playing at 8 o'clock is it messes with you. You know what I mean?
And you, well, especially from a player's perspective, right? Because you have a schedule that is very, very scheduled. It's very structured, right? You wake up at a certain time. You go to shoot around. You're more than likely going to leave shoot around within the same 10 to 15 minute time frame as normal. You go home, you take a nap, you wake up and you come. And then when you have that extra hour, it's either you're sleeping too long, and you know sometimes if you take a nap and you sleep a little too long, you get a little groggy. Or it's just a weird period that you don't know what to do with your time.
Yeah.
I wish I could have off nights like CP3. Dude has an off night. He has 14 assists.
And zero turnovers.
Some key buckets. Has a dish that he's falling out of bounds and throws it to DA, and they score. Like, I want that kind of off night. If my worst night were like CP3's worst night, I would be in a very good position. But as we're seeing on the show, my worst night is not like CP3's worst night.
I knew you were going to go there. Basically, what you're saying is you were campaign tonight. Because campaign was not good at all.
I was Abdel Nader. 0 for 3, nothing else on the score sheet in 5 minutes of effort.
Yeah, but Nader is off every night, according to Mickey.
Hey, he is. I mean, he's the Walmart Devin Booker. He's not even Target anymore.
You got demoted.
You're about to be Dollar General Abdel Nader if you keep it up, all right?
Dollar General version of yourself. Congratulations. This is Inception.
Wait. Did you mean to say that on purpose?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. Sorry. Listen, my brain's a little slow tonight.
Welcome to the club.
John in the chat said, I'm also 36, and I can't imagine doing more than watching YouTube at this time of night.
Phoenix Suns 22, you be nice. Be nice.
I can't read the full comment.
You said you didn't have your nightly burger, which is just rude a little bit. That's a little rude. Don't be rude.
Come over here and say it to my face.
Espo, chill now, chill. Right.
Okay, so let's take a look at our moment of
Espo
the game.
Espo is ornery tonight. Let's not. Don't poke the bear. Don't poke the bear.
He needs a nap.
I need more than a nap.
Let's go to our moment of the game. Shane, can you play that sweet, sweet Devin Booker highlight? Of course. Thank you.
I mean, the way he penetrated spun, I should say, and then just kissed it off the glass right up after Porzingis made contact with his body. It was just unbelievable.
The up and under on this is insane. He knows that Kristaps going straight up, and he just ducks under and flips it in. I mean, that's an elite level move there.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Devin Booker's body control. I think earlier in the season we were kind of questioning, like, does he have lift in his legs? You know, he looked a little tired. He looked a little worn out. It's coming back now. You can see it coming back now. And shots like that tell you that it's almost all the way back now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, I think Monty and we've all talked about this for a long time. I mean, shortened offseason, the fact that he played in the Olympics. Yeah. And then Monty even brought it up again today at shoot around that, you know, the slow start for the Suns, he credited back to the way that they approached training camp for them. He's like, we purposely took it a little bit slower and started the season not entirely in the game shape that we wanted to be in, but we did that by design because we knew that physically and mentally the guys carried a lot this offseason, and Devin Booker especially. And I think at one point in time early on in the season, we were all kind of like, what's up with Devin? Is there something else going on? Is it just he's getting his legs underneath him? Like, what is it? So I think Devin is perfectly back to normal Devin Booker.
The man had a busy summer and then got COVID. Like, that had an impact. And now we're finally seeing him kind of get back to what we expect. And, you know, 50% shooting on the night, 24 points. And the 9 boards, like we talked about, that's a Devin Booker night that you kind of expect. I'm glad we're past the days where he has to jack up a million shots, you know, and get to that 30, 35 just for them to be in a game. He can cruise to 24 and lead them to an easy win.
Anthony James Guzzo in the chat is saying, y'all talking tired. Come live on the East Coast.
No, thank you.
I don't live on the East Coast for this specific reason.
This is by design.
Oh, my goodness. Like, I lived in Texas during the Suns, 7 seconds or less era, and that was a 2-hour time difference. Oh, my gosh.
The worst.
Finishing games at 1 o'clock in the morning and then having to wake up at 3:45. Yeah, come talk to me when you have to do that.
I will say feel like sometimes people on the East Coast are just – built different. Like you guys can just run off of like nothing, right? Like you're always got energy, 4 or 5 hours of sleep, you're good to go. I genuinely don't understand that. I feel like this West Coast is a little more calm, a little more slower moving, at least in my world it is. So I applaud you if you're living on the East Coast and you are tuning into this post-game show. We're glad you're here. Thanks for staying up so late.
My phone literally just told me it's time for me to go to bed.
Did it really? It
literally just buzzed in my pocket and said, hey, bro, why are you still awake?
Well, it's also time for Gerald.
Hey, Gerald.
Gerald, come save us from this torture.
How are you, Gerald?
Great. How about you guys?
Hold on. We can't hear him. We can't hear him.
Okay, now we can hear you.
Hey. What's up, Gerald?
Hey, not much. How about you guys?
We're a little tired over here. Well, Saul and Espo more so than me tonight, which is very surprising.
I'm like in the middle. I've been trying to stay up there, but you know,
how are you doing?
I'm doing great, and so are the Suns. 10 straight. I mean, that's their longest win streak since 2010. It's the longest in Monty Williams' tenure. So, a lot of them have been ugly. Tonight was pretty ugly, but 10 wins is 10 wins, so we'll take it.
So what did Monty say after the game about those 10 wins? Because I have a feeling that he wasn't too happy on the farm.
No, I mean, I think he said he's happy with the 10 wins and that he's happy, you know, anytime you can have a win streak, because he always says it's very hard to win in the NBA. But his thing was kind of like, I'm always thinking about how we can get better. I'm always thinking about how we can improve, areas we can touch up. So that was kind of his big focus. And, you know, after these last couple games, there are some areas where they can definitely pick things up.
Okay, we got to be careful because Abdel Nader, I think, was right behind you. So let's just watch what we have to say.
He's on his way to Walmart.
Oh, no.
He actually got downgraded to Dollar General tonight. It's okay.
Oh, no.
I'm going to call him the Dollar General.
We're just moving kidding. Forward. Oh, shit.
So glad.
You have earbuds in. It's all good.
Gerald's like, I don't know what to say. You guys are making me feel so uncomfortable right now.
This is so awkward.
For those of you listening,
oh, shit.
Dooley walked right behind him as I said that.
Twice.
Twice.
He walked back. And if he would have just shot us a look, I would have lost it. I would have lost it. Like, yeah, I know you guys. Fuck you guys.
Ears were ringing, man. Ears were ringing.
Gerald, DeAndre Ayton had his 100th double-double tonight of his career, becoming the fastest player in Suns franchise history to reach that milestone. It took him 186 games. Did you talk to Monty about that at all tonight?
A little bit. The focus was more on just kind of how impressed he is with the way that DA has been able to play in these first two games back. You know, he said the other night in Minnesota, he played him for about 5 to 7 minutes more than he normally would have in his first game back just to try to ease him in. But he was playing so well, and DA was tired, but he wasn't exhausted, so he was okay to play him a little bit longer. And then for him to have a performance like he did tonight where he was cleaning up around the basket, being a little bit aggressive and looking for contact, especially late in the game, Monty was very impressed and pretty happy with what he brings to the table in terms of being that pick-and-roll guy that has gravity when he rolls to the rim. And when he's rolling to the rim like he was tonight, it's hard to ignore his impact out there.
When you're watching this team play, Gerald, you know, you've seen him play a million times. This team just feels different. It feels like they're just kind of, I don't want to say going through the motions, but there is a certain kind of like flow that they just have, and then they don't get too high or too low. And then in the fourth quarter, it just seems like they're like, okay, well, let's go. And then, boom, there it is. Like, what are you seeing out there? Like, are you seeing the same thing, first of all? And why is that happening?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a team that knows that it's good enough to kind of coast a little bit or go through the motions. You know, I don't want to say that either, but they're definitely not bringing their A game for a full 48 minutes. You know, Monty has said he's only seen it like once or twice this season where they've really brought it for the full four quarters, and they haven't really had to. You know, some of the teams that they've been playing aren't really up to par with what, you know, we've come to expect in terms of playoff caliber opponents. So, and I think it starts with Chris Paul too. You know, we've seen him kind of the first three quarters, I don't think he had a field goal. I think his first field goal came with like 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And then he just comes to life in the fourth, and the rest of this team does too. They're one of the best teams in the NBA in the clutch, which is what I'll be writing about tomorrow, slight teaser. But they're just very good when it matters most. And they are one of those teams that right now is capable of flipping the switch when they need to.
What was the crowd reaction like to that crazy Devin Booker up and under move? You know, it got a rise out of the broadcast, out of Suns Twitter, but what was it like in the building?
Yeah, I think it was one of those moments that just happened so fast that everyone was kind of like shocked and then reacted like it was a delayed reaction because they couldn't believe what he just did. I thought he was about to dump it to DeAndre Ayton with a pass around Porzingis, and he just went up with the shot. And it just went right in. Like, I mean, it was beautiful, but it was one of those like delayed reactions. Like, did he just do, oh, we should clap. We should cheer now. Like it was actually kind of funny.
Gerald, before you leave, are you going to give us some dance moves right now? Cause there's something going on in the background.
I mean, I can give you a little shoulder action, but that's the best I got for you.
That's your 10 in a row dance from Gerald there.
I love that.
But watch out for Dooley, all right? Just be careful, my friend.
Wait, Gerald, I have one final question for you. What was your Chris Paul moment in tonight's game?
Because there were so many.
There were two that stood out to me, but there were quite a few. Goodness. Which one was yours?
My favorite was when he was going for the swipe and he just smacked the ball and it hit Jalen Brunson in the head.
Do you think it was intentional or an accident?
I think it was perfectly accidental that he probably intended. Like, I don't.
That's pretty accurate, I think. Spot on.
I love that.
Yes, yes.
Gerald, absolutely. Thank you so much for checking in with us. Get back to your job over there. We'll see you later.
Absolutely. See you later, guys.
See you, buddy.
Do you guys think that was an accident or on purpose?
No, I mean, he said it exactly like he saw the opportunity, could play it off as an accident. But he knew damn well what he was doing. Yeah. So
Chris Paul knows what he's always doing. All right.
Yes.
Chris Paul is always in control.
I think the one that I enjoy too, and Espo, you're the one who pointed this one out when we were watching the game. I want to say it was in the fourth quarter where he went and tried to pull a foul, then he was gonna go out of bounds, and then he passed it to DeAndre for the dunk. Mm-hmm. I loved that because you were saying, you were like, he's so calculated. Like he had a plan, it didn't work, and he was able to divert and make a new plan within the span of like half a second.
And he's so good that the refs didn't even notice his foot was out of bounds when he did it too. So he's got that sleight of hand as well. So
yeah, absolutely.
All right. We do have a tweet of the game tonight. So let's take a peek at that. That comes from... Oh my gosh, Wax I cannot. Monkey. Thank you. Wax Monkey?
Yeah.
I was like, I cannot read
Wax
that.
Wax Monkey.
Didn't you choose this? Monkey
Junkie.
I did, but then I lost it. I didn't have it pulled up on my computer.
Yeah, and then our screen is like you know, the size of an iPhone, like 50 feet away. So nobody can see it.
Hey, you bought the TV. So you should have bought a bigger
one. It says, Suns playing like a team that is good enough to walk through most of the game and then win.
Yeah. An accurate description.
Yeah, for sure.
It feels real nice to be that team.
It is.
It's a little bit nerve-wracking because I still have leftover, like, residual effects from the last 10 years or so.
Yeah.
But it's I'm learning to lean into it, and I like it.
My fear is when you play some of the top teams, the Warriors, when you get the Nets, are you able to turn on that full game? Are you able to play that three or four quarters of complete basketball that you're going to need to beat the best? I think they can, but you don't want to get too reliant on, we're gonna kind of sleepwalk through some of this and then flip a switch, because that can become problematic as well eventually.
I do think that this team is at a level where they are confident and they are comfortable in games like this where nothing does seem to go right, but they're like, you know what, it'll be all right. We'll make it. And, you know, honestly, and part of it is, okay, if you lose the game, you lose the game. Like, it's not the end of the world. I think the players, obviously, they all want to win, but I just think that they have a different perspective than most of us do. You know, they've been there, they've done that, they've seen these games a million times in different kinds of ways, and it's just, okay, it's another game. We're going to execute. We're going to play our best, and if the ball isn't, you know, going through the hoop the way we want it to, hopefully in the fourth quarter it will. And that's what just seems to be happening right now. When they know they have to step up their level of play, you know, when you got to play like the Warriors or, you know, like you said, the Nets, man, they know that they got to turn it on because they know they can't coast in games like that. Mm-hmm. They just can't. They'll get run out of the gym, and they know they will. So we'll see how they adjust when they do finally get to play those teams, which is here in about, a week or so.
Yeah, we get the Warriors in about a week.
Isn't it like three times? I think I saw that today.
Something
wasn't
like
it
like
three
times?
Two
or three times in the next two or three weeks.
Yeah. So
and those are
those
the fun games
right
there.
And then Warriors on Christmas Day, right?
Yeah.
Yep. I can't wait.
Super fun. Plus, it's the regular season, 82 games. You kind of got to pace yourself and figure out when to kind of pick and choose how much energy goes where. Mm-hmm. So I
kind of like us.
It's like, yeah. You know, honestly, kind of like us. You know, we were kind of just coasting the first two or three quarters tonight.
Yeah.
I think we finished up strong.
I'm still coasting.
Okay. So I don't want to go into the like conspiracy of this, but I just have a quick question for you guys.
Yes,
so,
they did land on the moon, if you were wondering.
Yes, yes. That one's for you, Michaela Perkins.
Bailey in the chat said, okay, when the T-Wolves inevitably bottom out, any chance we trade Stakes for Pat Bev? So we are not entertaining the idea of this being a trade, but I want to know, if Pat Bev came to the Suns, how would you feel about it?
First off,
I already talked about this the other night, but go ahead.
First off, you're at a point where you're not trading Sticks for anything. Who's going to go, yes, give me Jalen Smith for anything of value right now? Nobody. So, like, unless it's simply let's match some salaries, you know, but I do not want Pat Bev anywhere near my basketball
team. Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine a backcourt of Pat Bev and Chris Paul? Oh, my gosh. Talk about not wanting to play a team ever. Nobody would ever want to play the Suns, because you talk about two calculated, you know, guys defensively that could just annoy the shit out of you, and they just appear to be kind of asshole-ish. I would not want to play
you
that
team. You can't have that much asshole in your backcourt. That's when the refs.
Quote of the night right there. You can't have that much asshole in your backcourt right there.
That's when the refs
put that
just
shit
go,
on a t-shirt and sell it.
Go, screw you guys. This is a foul every time because I'm not listening to your shit. All right?
Oh
that
gosh.
Would not go well.
Might as well resurrect Benedict Arnold.
I did see, and forgive me, I don't remember who said it in the chat.
I wouldn't trade a used face mask for Pat Bev.
But somebody said, Sticks for Bagley.
Oh,
there's something that I could see actually working, right?
Man, please.
Because those are two teams with guys they don't want anymore, and a fresh start for both of them could do very well. That's a move I make, 7 days ago. a week and twice on Sunday.
That was Cody in the chat.
Yes. Thank you, Cody, for making a very good point
there. Do you think the Kings would even do that?
They're not using Bagley at all right now. I'm sure they're taking flyers, but I believe you can't trade anybody until December 15th, unless they were a free agent. Is that just the free agent?
No, it's just the free agents.
Okay, so they could trade Bagley anytime. He's going to get traded. He's got to get traded at some point. The Kings aren't using him. They never play him. You just don't want that talent to just sit over there, and you're going to want an asset for him. I guarantee you it's going to happen.
How much do you think the Kings hurt themselves as far as his trade value?
The Kings hurt themselves constantly, all right? That's just Kangs, all right? That's what they do.
The Kangs.
But do you think it was like a lot with Bagley specifically?
Yes. I mean, when you mismanage something that bad with the former number two pick, yeah. I mean, they've done irreparable damage by what they've done.
Yeah, they're not even like a great team. Like, I could understand if they benched him because he was just a cancer, and then they somehow were like 10-4 or something, but they're the opposite. So what are you doing, Sacramento? You might as well play him or trade him. Get rid of him.
Okay, we're going to continue down this path because it's late, and this is how my brain works when it gets too late.
Okay, go ahead, QAnon.
come on.
I thought we were, are we playing this game conspiracy theory or not? We already had somebody in the chat talk about, like, there's robots in the rim or basketball or something.
What?
Like, what? Yeah, earlier in the chat.
I need to find that. Oh, okay, yeah. I'm going to look for that.
QAnon, baby. It's Lindsay just bringing up all the conspiracies tonight.
No, it's not even a conspiracy. It's just a question. We're just going down the rabbit hole. In the version of Game of Zones that was Sun Kings, right? Yes. Like, we were lumped into one house.
Yeah.
Who replaces Suns now in that?
Ooh.
In that house? Because it's no longer Suns Kings.
Pelicans.
Could it be Pelicans? Could it just be Kings Kings? Because the Kings are the kings of doing stupid things.
No, I think
things.
You have to pick somebody to replace us.
I think the Pelicans is pretty spot on.
That's a dumpster
right
fire
now.
Because you can bring in. You know, they would have fun with bringing in Zion Williamson and him being, like, completely out of shape and, you know, like, what's wrong, coach? And then, yeah, definitely that.
The Pelicans.
I want to know who replaces Dragan Bender with the, that look in that is my favorite Game of Zones thing and my favorite gift to use, too.
I miss Game of Zones. That was such a great show.
We literally just talked to the creator of that like 2 weeks ago.
Did you?
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah, we're trying to work on something for we're trying to work on something for 2023.
Okay, last question before we kind of wrap things up from the chat. Phoenix Suns 22 wants to know, any chance DeAndre becomes an All-Star this year?
Ooh,
no.
I want to say no. But if his stats are up there, people might look at those stats. In comparison, like, I'm trying to think, who would he have to beat out as a center in the West?
Well, isn't it just guards and big men now?
Oh,
isn't it?
That?
Yeah. So it's Cat. It's, you know, I just don't see it. I'm sorry. Even on his own team, his coach looks at him as the fourth option. Like, I just don't see coaches voting him in. Even right now, he's what, averaging 16 and 11? Like, I just don't see them voting him in, even if he's deserving of it.
I agree. I think a lot of it will go back to the level or the lack of respect that Phoenix has had. We're still kind of battling
that. If he plays like he did tonight, every single night, and maybe increases his point total maybe by 3 or 4, where he's averaging 20 and 10. It would be very hard to keep him out of the All-Star game because you got Rudy Gobert, Cat maybe. That's about it in the West.
Can we just focus on getting Devin Booker actually into the game?
He's already been in the All-Star game.
But it's been as an injury replacement.
I'm a DA stan. I want DA in the All-Star game. I don't care. Want DA in the All-Star game.
I just don't see it happening this year.
I don't think it'll happen either, but I definitely want that to happen.
All right.
And hello, yes, Lindsay did bully Saul underwear.
I did not.
She did. Oh, wait. No, I did.
She did.
I didn't need to see that.
How
anymore.
Dare your legs look like that and show me up. You wear pants next time.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't want the light to bounce off them like they were. So.
They were glistening because I lotioned them up.
You Eddie Johnsoned it? All right.
Yeah.
Fun fact. You remember the...
Dude, listen. When you scratch your legs, nobody can see the ash on your legs. They can see the ash on mine.
How do you know that?
It's because you're white and I'm black. Okay. That's why.
Okay.
This is a color issue right here. Like, I'm glad you don't see color, but it's true. Okay.
You've never scratched my legs. I'm just saying that. You know.
I'm never ever going to do that.
Fun fact. Remember when the Suns had the uniform unveiling back 5 years ago or so when they did a fashion show? Mm-hmm. Eddie Johnson wore the short shorts and did the baby lotion on the legs just because he had to go out there in the short shorts. So. Oh, yeah.
Like baby oil?
Like baby oil.
Baby oil or baby lotion?
Yeah, which
baby
one?
Oil.
Baby oil. So baby like real
baby
shiny.
Baby lotion's weird. Yeah, baby oil. Yeah.
Why would you put baby shiny. Oil on your legs?
So they're like shiny, glissy.
That's a little too much. Hello. That's just like...
Hello, the episode where Espo learns about Ray.
That's a good one. Hello.
Oh,
like
my gosh. Yeah, no, I didn't bully them. I feel like they bullied each other enough to the point where they both just
I didn't even know
to
I was
going to
get bullied. I just wore shorts because I was like, oh, I want to wear shorts today. And I come in and everybody's losing their mind in the chat. And Espo was like, how dare you show me up, sir?
Also, like, all right. If you missed the pregame show, we had a guest on. So I feel like that probably played into why both of them are wearing pants today.
Oh, I'm never wearing shorts again. We discussed this.
I will wear shorts.
That ain't
happening
ever again.
I love shorts. It's in Arizona. Why the hell do you live in Arizona if you can't wear shorts?
Well, I can, just not on camera.
Oh, yeah. I wear them on camera. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, but we know you don't.
I'm not wearing right. super short shorts.
Well.
All right, guys.
We have a quote of the night.
We do?
We do?
Oh, yes. Shane, can we see the quote of the night? You can't have that much asshole in your backcourt.
I would like that graphic to tweet out. Thank you, Shane. Yeah, Low Tone Capone says, Cove coconut oil. I will be selling that as well.
Cove coconut oil. Yeah, I like that.
Just trying to boost up our merch. Shout out to you, Low Tone. Thank you.
I didn't get any Kaminsky tonight. I didn't get any Boban tonight. No wonder I feel like
really
shit.
I was really disappointed. Maybe on Friday. Let's hope on Friday the Suns come out a little bit more energetic. Put this away early. Well, no, because then they wouldn't put Boban out there either.
Yeah, they would.
You think so?
Yeah, Boban's like either a victory cigar or a guy you put in garbage time. So,
yeah.
I need me some Boban.
I
some
do,
Frank.
Too. All
right. Every time you guys say Boban, I just keep thinking, man, I would love a boba right now.
Dude, boba goes hard.
Boba team, yeah.
Who wants tapioca in their tea?
I mean, I did buy you dinner tonight, so that was cool.
Is that why I feel like I was poisoned?
I guess. I don't know. I didn't poison you. I just bought it.
It wasn't me.
It from the place.
It wasn't me.
Jacob actually picked it up.
So. I didn't make you drink the cyanide. I just bought it from the place that makes you drink cyanide.
With that, let me tell you about gophnx.com. If you haven't checked it out, now would be a great time to do so. Gerald Bourget writes some incredible articles that you can only read at gophnx.com. So if you haven't become a member, please look into it and become one today. You can also gift memberships for the holidays. So if you've got a Suns fan in your life and you're like, what am I going to get them? Hello, right here. Figured it out for you. You're welcome.
We got a bunch of cool Black Friday and Christmas Day deals that are coming out next week. So you can be on the lookout for that. And also, you know, I will say this. Yesterday with the Coyotes, we had a t-shirt that we've been waiting to drop. And because we just love the Coyotes community so much, and we love you guys too, but they were so engaged yesterday. I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of comments in the Discord. We dropped a t-shirt early in the Discord so they could see it and purchase it a half hour early before everybody else this morning. It was a rousing success. Please become a member. Join our family. We try to hook you guys up with things on the, you know, before the general public. And that's just how we roll. And hit that subscribe button. Please, please, please. Yeah.
Subscribe. Like, rate, review. You guys know
that
the drill.
Bell. Just set your notification.
Help us out if you're having fun with here. We're a little tired tonight, but don't worry. We'll be more energetic on Friday.
Will we? Look, it's the same time.
Look, no, we will. We'll bring in the caffeine.
I love our people so much that if you want to just Venmo me $7.99, I'll send you screenshots of Gerald's articles, and I'll get you a bootleg T-shirt, too. So that's $7.99 a month, not just a one-time
payment. I thought
it
was per article.
Oh, my
I like that even better. Per article, I'll get you Gerald's stuff.
I got you. You
bootleg
need a guy?
PHNX.
I'm your guy.
That's fantastic. All right. With that, I'm Lindsay. You can follow me on Twitter at Lindsay Smith AZ. That's Salt Bookman. You can follow him on Twitter at Salt_ Bookman, Espo, the underscore is there because...
Because he needs some space between me and whatever I have going on right now. He does not need to get sick.
Oh, please don't let me get sick. Please.
That's Espo. You can follow him on Twitter at Espo. You can follow the show on Twitter at PHNX underscore Suns. And just a reminder, we're going to take tomorrow off because Espo's about to die, so he needs a day.
Funny until it actually happens, all right?
Oh, man, jeez. Why?
It's not going to happen.
Bring down the mood
Don't
here.
Put that juju out there in the world.
No.
And then we will be back here on Friday.
Could you imagine if that happens? Oh, my God.
If it does, please replay that clip on Friday's show. All right? Just replay it.
I don't want to go viral because of that. That would be the worst thing ever to go viral.
I would just be crying on Friday like, Jesus, one of my best friends just died. He like jinxed himself. I don't know what the fuck happened. Like, who the hell has the voodoo doll out there? Put it away.
I mean, okay. Oh
my
gosh.
Also, Mike B's giving me a lot of love. He loves my toes and my legs.
Last thing is, we'll be back. So off day tomorrow. Then we will be back here on Friday, 7:30 pregame, and again postgame.
Then we have a death march next week. Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday.
And
holy
Thursday is
crap.
Thanksgiving, so we're all going to eat ourselves sick and still have to work.
Yeah. Let's go. We're ready.
I just want to give a shout out to Brian because he gave me a shout out for keeping the kids awake this late at night.
Nice job.
Which,
nice job.
If you know anything about me, this is an awkward.
This is bizarro world.
This is like what? What is the switching movie, whatever it's called?
Freaky Friday.
Thank you, Shane. Freaky Friday. So with that, we'll see you guys later. Espo, take us home.
Ahoy, hoy.